Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Come on in. There's a chair for you at my table. We're going to spend the next half hour talking about Jesus Christ, talking about keeping our hope in the midst of uncertainty. I'm glad you decided to stop by. I'm glad you and I can, I was going to say walk together, but more accurately, let's sit together and talk about Jesus for the next half hour. And again, it's always such a pleasure when I get to spend this time with you every Monday through Friday. Make sure you do me a favor. Let your friends know about this program. The numbers keep going up. I get more listeners every day since I brought this show back about 3 weeks ago after a 2.5-year hiatus. But there are more people that need to hear this message. You know, I just keep coming, running across people who are really having a bad time with this pandemic, with life in general. And I've, you know, you and I have talked about this. It's not just COVID-19 that's driving us crazy. You have real problems. I just heard about somebody losing a job today. Yeah, this is a real problem. This is a scary scenario. I get that. But in addition to that, we have people who are experiencing non-coronavirus medical problems, financial issues, emotional struggles. It's tough out there. So my goal is to help you, to walk with you each day, and to lead you closer to Jesus. And we do that by opening our Bible, letting him speak to us through Scripture. And that really is him speaking to us and focusing on him. Again, this is not burying our heads in the sand. This is not ignoring reality. This is looking at the ultimate reality. The fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He is Lord. He is our Savior. He is with us. And that he loves us unconditionally. That's the reality, the spiritual reality of the kingdom of God being here on earth. And that's a reality that gets overlooked so many times, and that's why we get upset. So we're going to talk all about that. We'll look at a nice gospel passage. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to start out before we pray by asking you the question, and this is a question that comes from Jesus himself. You ready? Why are you troubled? That's your question today. You know, we did a question yesterday, and I think it's good to look at these questions of Jesus. Why are you troubled? And that's what he's asking us. Why are you troubled today? Now, I'm sure you have an answer to that. We're going to put it in its context. We'll put it in the context of the gospel, how this message occurred, and really try to dissect what it means to each of us today. Why is it important that we acknowledge to Jesus why we are troubled? We'll talk about that. Plus, I'm going to also have a Be Not Afraid Bible verse for you today. We'll get to that later in the program. So we've got so much going on. Again, settle in, relax. Let's do what I like to start out each show with. Let's pray. Let's turn to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as we pray. Father in heaven, Abba, Dad, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for giving us this new day. Father, we thank you for creating us. We thank you for bringing us safely to this moment in time. Father, no matter what happens in the future, we know right now, we're going to put that aside for now, we know at this moment in time, we are alive, we are safe, we are able to rest in your presence right now, Father. And we want to thank you because you have gotten us to this point in time. We would not be here if it was not for your mercy. So we give you thanks for that. We ask you, Father, to take our burdens away. Help us to focus on what's truly important. And that's what Jesus told us, to seek first the kingdom, your kingdom, Father. Help us to keep that focus on you and help us not to be distracted by the many challenges around us. Father, protect us. We're often afraid of what might happen today, tomorrow. We don't know what our future holds. Will we have financial difficulties brought about by the coronavirus? Will we come down with the virus? If we get it, will we live? Will we die? How sick will we get? Father, we surrender these worries to you. Just take care of us, we ask. We ask you to put an end to this virus. You can do it, Father, no doubt about it. We ask if it be your will that it be stamped out, eradicated immediately, and bring relief to those suffering physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially from the effects of the pandemic. Father in heaven, we lift up all of our other needs. We pray for those who are involved taking care of the sick, doctors, nurses, first responders. We pray for those who give us our supplies, people who work in the stores right now. Pray, we pray, Father, for their protection. Father, I pray for our president in the United States, for our leaders, our governors, anybody making decisions that affect us. We pray for wisdom for them, that they can make decisions that will save lives and that will preserve your laws, your commands, Father. We pray for our church, all those serving in ministry in any way. And Father, I ask you to be with me on this show today. Give me and anyone listening a fresh and new and total outpouring of your Holy Spirit so that I can give the words that you want me to say. I can speak the words you want me to say, and that all of our hearts and our minds can be open so that we can receive your message and respond to it. Father, we ask this in the name of the risen Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. You are listening, as a reminder, to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek, and I'm going to be your host for the remainder of the show. So I said earlier in the program, oh, by the way, if you're a new listener, I want to welcome you. You can go if you want more information about my work, including how to order my new book, which is going to be coming out in October. It is called Let Go of Anger and Stress, Be Transformed by the Fruits of the Spirit. It's all about the power of the Holy Spirit. And yeah, when I say power, I mean power of the Holy Spirit. You can find out more about the book at my website and all my other books by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. And always, you know, let me know if you have any questions. You can email me through the website, or you can just shoot me an email directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. So today is Thursday, April the 16th, Thursday within what we call the octave of Easter, this big week-long celebration of Easter. And then, of course, we have the whole Easter season after we get beyond this. So you're going to be hearing about the resurrection for a long time, as well you should, because we can't lose sight of the fact that Jesus Christ not rose from the dead. I mean, technically that's correct, but it's more important than that. Jesus Christ is risen, present tense. He is risen now. He wants to resurrect you from wherever you are. If you feel stuck, if you feel discouraged, if you feel hopeless, Jesus Christ wants to resurrect you. The only way that you can prevent that from happening is by refusing to accept his offer to be your Lord and Savior. So that's what he's asking you to do. Jesus, I accept you as my Lord, as my Savior. I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I can't do anything without you, Jesus. I need you, and I surrender my life to you. That is the start of the journey, and if you've not done that, I encourage you to do that today. It's going to change your life for the better. You are not going to regret it once you make that move. I promise you that. So as we continue all week, I said that we'll be looking at stories of biblical stories of encounters with the risen Jesus. Today is no exception. We look at Luke chapter 24, verses 35 through 48. And again, this comes from the daily mass readings, the gospel from our daily mass. And this is a powerful one. And remember that question I asked you at the beginning of the show, why are you troubled? That's not my question. That question comes from Jesus. Let's put it into context. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way, and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. Now, just to stop here, yesterday on the program, we talked about the two disciples traveling on the road to Emmaus alongside Jesus, but they didn't recognize him. Then, when Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it to them, they recognized him. And before they could say anything, he was gone. So then now they are visiting the remaining apostles who were in hiding after the death and the resurrection of Jesus, and they're sharing this story of what happened with them. Now, while they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst, and he said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, now here's that question, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you can see I have. And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, Have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and he ate it in front of them. Wow. Now the gospel continues, but I just want to stop there to talk a little bit about this. The disciples, they don't recognize Jesus when he walks in. And again, he says that message. We talked about this a couple of days ago. Peace be with you. That's his message for us today. Peace be with you. But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Here again, we see an encounter with the risen Jesus offering his peace. And they're startled. They're terrified. They think it's a ghost. They don't recognize Jesus as he appears to them. Hello. Who among us has not had that experience, or maybe is not, who among us is not experiencing that right now? True, when we panic, when we get hopeless, when we become discouraged, what we're doing is losing sight of the fact that Jesus Christ is risen. He's risen from the dead. He's bigger than death, and he's with us wherever we are. Yes, we are confined to our homes right now. Yes, some of our freedom has been taken away, but Jesus is able to pass through those closed doors and be with you. And I'm going to continue to encourage you to take advantage of the fact that he is with you. But he won't force you to accept him. He won't force you to follow him. He won't force you to surrender your life to him. However, that peace he's promising, peace be with you, you're never going to experience that peace until you say, Lord, I surrender. And that means giving up control. You know, if you haven't figured out by now that you have limited control, I don't know what else to say. I think most of us are realizing we don't have control. And I don't think that's a bad thing. Sure, this is tough. Sure, I wish this would go away. But for the time being, we recognize that we can't control our present situation. We can't control it. But what we can control is how we respond to that. I can respond to the offer of Jesus, the peace be with you offer. I can respond to his question of why are you worrying or why are you troubled? What questions or why do questions arise in your heart? I can respond to those questions of Jesus. Why am I troubled? I'm troubled that I'm going to get sick. I'm troubled that this will never end. I'm troubled that I can't pay my bills. And, you know, I encourage you, have that conversation with Jesus. Talk to him about it. Tell him why you're troubled. And why do questions arise in your heart? Well, I'm going to give you the answer, but this is not, you know, this feels really strange to say and uncomfortable. But when we worry about our future, when we worry that we're not going to make it through this, when we worry that we're not going to be able to handle what the Lord allows into our lives, we're basically not trusting him. So why do we have questions? Why do we doubt? Because, Jesus, I don't trust you. I encourage you, as uncomfortable as that feels, to go ahead and tell him that. Let's face it, he already knows. So you're not exactly fooling him by hiding it. Listen, me and the Lord, we've gone through this on a number of occasions, and I've had to say to him, Lord, I don't trust you. I am not afraid to say it now. Initially, I was very afraid. But by doing that, by being open and by being honest, what's happening is you're really setting the stage for a good and open and honest relationship with Jesus. That's what we want to have. That's what we want to have. We want to be able to tell him whatever we are feeling. So these guys are panicking. They're thinking it's a ghost, and yet it's Jesus. Let's not make that mistake. Let's take our eyes off all the things that are weighing us down right now and recognize the fact that Jesus is right with us and recognize the fact that we are able to turn to him right now. And he is on the scene. And we're able to have this conversation with him. And he is able to help us. And he is able to bring us the peace that we're looking for. But let's just give him a chance to do that. And then getting back to the gospel, Jesus said to them, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he could do that to you too. By praying about it, by asking the Holy Spirit to help you, you will be able to get better insight into the scriptures that you're reading. It doesn't mean you'll understand everything, but you'll understand what it is that you need to know. And then he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." In other words, what he's saying is that the scriptures, which was really the Old Testament, the prophecies that existed for many years, talking about the forthcoming Savior of the world, all these prophecies, he's telling these guys, you are now seeing them fulfilled. You and me, we have the benefit of living some 2,000 plus years after Jesus Christ walked the face of the earth. So we are also able to see, to recognize what he did. Now, yeah, we are not eyewitnesses to what has happened, but we are able, through the Bible, through the teachings of the church, and with the help of our faith, to understand, to at least know, we might not agree with it, but we know what Jesus said, what he did. So we are, in effect, eyewitnesses of what he has done. Now, the question is, do you want to believe that Christ can heal your current situation, whatever it may be, bring healing in your life, free you from the anxiety, free you from the fear, free you from the loneliness, free you from the illness, or whatever. Do you believe that he can do all that? I'm going to strongly encourage you to continue to have that dialogue with him, to continue to read the Gospels so that you can have this confidence in Jesus and believe that what he says is true, that he is here to bring hope to the hopeless, and that there is no such thing as an impossible problem with Jesus Christ. So why are you troubled? Let that question be answered. You're going to have to answer that. What is troubling you today? And then don't stop there. Take it to Jesus and tell him, why are you troubled? And then just be still for a little bit. You know, just, you don't have to do it for 2 hours, just 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Just sit in silence and ask him, through the help of the Holy Spirit, to speak to you. And see what you come up with. See if you get a feeling of peace. See if you get a feeling that maybe you should be doing something. Let the Lord speak to you. All right, would you try that? Because it's going to make a huge difference in your life. Now, I promised you, you know what I forgot? I forgot the beverage du jour. Time for a sip. I have a nice cold glass of Coke today. That's what I got, and I hope you've got a good beverage. I hope you're relaxed as we continue this program, Following the Truth. Excuse me. Took too big of a gulp there. As we continue with Following the Truth, I also promised you a Be Not Afraid Bible verse. And the verses that I'm using, I've been posting these on my Gary Zimek Speaker and Author Facebook page. These come from my book for Dynamic Catholic called Stop Worrying and Start Living. By the way, you can pick it up right now if you go to dynamiccatholic.com for a substantial discount. I think it's a $25. It's a hardback book, $25 list price. They're offering it, I think, for $16.95 with free shipping from Dynamic Catholic. And as far as I know, they are sending out books right now. Unlike Amazon, there are no major delays. So if you go to dynamiccatholic.com, just go to search. There's a little search button at the top of the website. Put in my name, Zimak, Z-I-M-A-K, or Stop Worrying and Start Living. It'll take you to the page. Order it from Dynamic Catholic at a substantial discount with free shipping. And the book has a meditation, a Bible verse, and a short meditation and a little prayer for every day of the year. And I've been posting these on Facebook on my Speaker and Author page, but I'm going to share today's with you. I think it's a good one. I think it's one that we should really talk about. It's, again, the words of Jesus today, Matthew 21:22. And here's what Jesus said, "And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." Now, as I say in the meditation of the book, this is one of those Bible verses that can either drive you crazy or give you confidence. It can drive you crazy because a lot of us look at this and say, Jesus is saying whatever we ask for, he's going to give us. Well, Yeah, if we just took this verse, if the Bible consisted of just one verse and we ignored the rest of the Bible, we could easily say, yeah, that's what he's saying. Just have enough faith. If you have enough faith, whatever you ask for in prayer, you will receive. Now, Jesus went on to say many other things. We have to look at this book with the context of the whole Bible in mind. And if you recall, Jesus also said, your Father in heaven will not give you anything that's bad for you, right? So think about this. If your Father in heaven really loves you, why would he give you something that's not going to help you? And of course, when we talk about helping you, we talk about helping you get to heaven, helping you grow closer to him, not just helping you to feel good. Why would he give you something that is not good for you just because you asked for it? What kind of loving father would that be? I mean, he wouldn't be loving if he did that. So this verse, it's an important one, but it doesn't mean that you're going to get whatever you ask for when you pray, because that wouldn't be fair. That wouldn't be fair for God to do that to you. What it means is that if you have faith and you really are open to following the will of God and accepting what it is that you need, even if you don't like it, even if you don't know what you need, if you do that and pray with enough confidence, your Father in heaven is going to give it to you. And it's not a game he's playing. It's not like he's trying to test you. And maybe, in a sense, he is trying to test your faith, because that's how your faith grows. But our Father in heaven wants us to be dependent on him. And that's what Jesus tried to tell us. Our Father in heaven wants us to ask him for what we need. He could just give us everything, but then we'd never get to know him. We'd be too happy getting all this stuff, and we'd never work on a relationship. Our faith would never grow. And in order to get to know God, you need faith. So what I would suggest to you today, rather than think about the one time you asked for something and didn't get it, and yeah, we all do that. We all fall into that trap of saying, yeah, but this isn't true because I asked for something and I didn't get it. We all can come up with a scenario like that. But again, he's not going to give you something that's not good for you. So if God said no to one of your requests, it's only because what you were asking for wasn't good for you, or he had something better in mind. And the only way we're going to believe that is to get to know him, to have confidence in him, and to be able to do it through faith, and to not always want our will to be done. What I would encourage you to do today is whatever you need, if you want to pray boldly for it, you need a job, you need your health restored, you need finances, you need a companion in your life because you're lonely, you're praying for an end to the coronavirus, whatever it is, I encourage you to pray boldly for that, but leave the timetable up to God. We don't want to force his hand. He's got his own schedule. I mean, look how many thousands of years it took for the Messiah to come to earth. And again, you know, we don't like this. We don't like his schedule because we want things when we want it. I'm like that. I understand that. But I encourage you to start praying for what it is that you think you need. And don't stop. Don't stop praying. Continue to pray for whatever it is that you think you need. And have faith that your prayer will be answered in the best way possible. And that may involve a long series of not yets as an answer from God. You know, he might just say, all right, today, thanks for asking, but not yet. And you keep asking. Keep asking either until you get a no, in which case you know that God has something better in mind, or until you realize that you don't want the thing in the first place, because a lot of times we grow, as we grow in faith, we realize that thing I was praying for, that's not really going to do, it's not going to help my relationship with God. It's not going to help me to get closer to him. So they would be the reasons why you would stop praying for something. But until you get those answers, until you get to know, or until you realize that it's not good for you, or you really don't want it anymore, keep asking for whatever it is that you need, trusting that God hears you and he will answer in the best way possible. That's what Jesus is saying. But if we got this wishy-washy faith, and we're scared to ask because, well, God might say no, or he might not come through in the way we expected, that kind of faith is not rewarded. That kind of faith is not answered. The Lord wants us to pray with confidence. So why don't you try it today? And if you're struggling to pray with confidence, just do it. Just ask for what it is you think you need, no matter how ridiculous it seems. Give him a chance to perform a miracle in your lives. And because I have seen in my life that God has performed many miracles that I've asked specifically for. And when I asked them, I thought, oh man, this is a lot to ask. But, you know, he is all powerful. Give him a chance. And when he answers these requests with a yes, and that happens, you know, miracles do happen. Very unlikely prayer requests do get answered. It happens all the time. When he answers, that's one of the ways your faith grows. So challenge him today. Challenge him and ask big. That not only challenges him, that makes him feel really good because you have a lot of confidence in him. So why don't you do that today, taking advice from what Jesus said. And again, we're just about out of time, but before we go, that verse again today is Matthew 21:22. Whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Remember what we talked about at the beginning of the show too, that question from Jesus to his followers. Why are you troubled? Why are you troubled today? Have that discussion with him. Okay, will you do that? All right, listen, I got to run. God willing, I plan to be back here with you tomorrow for the Friday edition of Following the Truth. I hope you can, Following the Truth. I hope you can make it as well. For more information about my work, check out followingthetruth.com. And again, I'm dependent on your donations to keep my ministry going. If you'd like to leave a donation, I would be very grateful. Followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and you can donate securely by becoming a monthly sponsor for my ministry or by making a one-time donation. Hope you have a wonderful day. Remember, Jesus is risen. Alleluia. He is risen. He ain't going back to the grave anymore. He is risen. He is with you. Don't be spooked by all the things that are going on around you. Focus on the risen Lord. Have a discussion with him today. And if you haven't done so, make sure you surrender your life to him. It's really that simple. That gets the ball rolling. And then you can walk with him each day and have an incredible relationship with Jesus Christ. Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimak urging you to keep following the truth. That's Jesus Christ. All right? God willing, I'll see you tomorrow. See ya.